Thank you for holding. Is this Ryan?
Yes.
Hi, Ryan. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. That's what I like to hear. I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yeah, no, I've definitely thought about it. You know, it comes down to really how much it costs. I do pay for some other websites as well that have been beneficial. So depending on what it costs, and if you guys can guarantee me and kind of show me that I would for sure pop up, then I'd potentially consider it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she asked me to go over the pricing with you, and I can pull up the pricing now. I'll send you some information as well while I'm doing that.
Yeah.
But before I dive into the pricing, did you have any questions about the placement or how it actually works?
Yeah, I mean, what would people, you know, what would people have to search for me to come up, and where exactly would I show up?
Yeah, so you're in a category that's considered a general contracting category. It's almost like an umbrella category. And then underneath it, there's going to be various different services or keywords that we'll be able to list you for at a time. There's 15 keywords that we'll be able to list you for at a time. And it covers up to a 40-mile radius. So if they're within that radius and they type in one of those 15 keywords, then your business will appear as a top recommended option on the first page of the search results.
Uh-huh.
That makes sense?
Yeah, I'm actually looking at whatever you text me right now.
Oh, yeah, that's the pricing page. So, you know, the major benefit to you and all this is that we even have a position available for Google Places within your area. You'll notice if you do that search on Google, there's only three options that show up on the first page as the top recommended. We only have one position available within our company today as a premier Google partner. Once we fill that position, we have to close out the category for general contractors in this area, meaning that we can't work with anyone else. We'll be at our max capacity.
So is this happening because somebody else gave up their spot, or is this happening, I mean, you can sell it to pretty much anyone.
Well, right. I mean, you can't just sell them to basically anyone. You have to be on our qualified candidates list, but there are various different reasons why a position could become available. They could have discontinued it, relocated to another area. They got bad reviews. Sometimes we kick them ourselves. So Google didn't really disclose to us the reason for the opening. They usually don't. They usually just give us a list of qualified candidates, and then they give it to my reps, kind of like Tara that you were speaking with. And then we focus more on just filling it rather than the specifics of what happened to the previous one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully that answers your question. But just to kind of put things...
Can you go over the three different options here?
Well, there's six, actually. If you scroll all the way down to the bottom...
Oh, yeah.
The top three include Google Ads, so they're a bit more expensive because you're getting a local listing with Google Ads included in the package.
Okay.
So you basically show up on the first page twice for those ones. Or you can use your ads to target areas that the local listing isn't already covering. I would only recommend that if you're a business that, you know, absolutely needs more than a 40-mile radius in order to stay consistent with work.
No, I actually don't need a big radius. I only need one area, and I don't really even want other areas.
Okay. Well, what I was thinking I can do for you, I see you already have your own website, too. I was thinking that I could put you on the Platinum package, which is the last package down. This one also has like Facebook ads, Bing, and the popular directory submissions, basically turning us into your one-stop shop for online advertising and securing that Google Places placement. But what I'd be willing to do, if you want to come on board with us month to month, I can give you that package for just $299, which is our essential package pricing structure. So it's almost as if I'm adding the additional bells and whistles for no extra charge. And then also what I'd be able to do or be willing to do would be to waive your setup fee for you as an introductory rate just to get your foot in the door.
What's the startup fee, and then what's the monthly after that?
So startup today, if you want to come on board, would be $299 out the door. And then each month moving forward, it'd be reoccurring at $299. So you'll actually keep that pricing structure indefinitely.
And then that doesn't change ever, you know.
That will not go up or change. No, that's an indefinite discount.
What does the 1098 mean that I'm looking at?
Yeah, that's a Platinum Premier package, and that's a 2 months prepay.
Got it.
Yep, so you're paying two months there.
And that package at basically $299 a month. It's basically trying to plus startup.
Yeah, it's the regular Platinum without the Google Ads. So you'll have Google Places, but you won't have Google Ads, which is pay-per-click. So if you go all the way down where it says Platinum and it's usually
$5.99, uh-huh.
It'll say local SEO plus Facebook ads. Yeah, you're getting that package for $299, and then I'm waiving the setup fee.
And then what's the contract on it if I ever canceled?
It's month to month, no long-term contract. There'll still be a service agreement where you send you everything in writing and have it documented, but it's month to month and it's fully cancelable at any time. So I'm really making it so it's like we're trying each other out almost. And then if you do discontinue, you keep all the content and everything that we create for you. You're still Google verified. We'll just stop doing the optimization, so you won't see yourself on the first page for your services anymore, but you'll still have all the credibility factors that come with, like, your Google verification and things like that. So, and then there's no cancellation fee or penalty, anything. We just part ways as friends.
Do you have a way of, like, showing me what it would look like that I would actually pop up?
Yeah. So if you just Google, Google Places are those guys that show up next to the map. So let's say you typed in custom home builder, Sedona, Arizona. I don't know. Are you near a computer?
I'm on my phone.
Okay. Yeah, that works.
So like Sunlight Builders, LLC?
Sunlight Builders, exactly. Yep. That's exactly it. That's a Google Places
place. I would be right there.
Exactly.
So you have Sunlight Builders, Smith & Sons, and Hammond?
Yep. Hammond Custom Homes.
So, because there's only three here, I would be taking Sunlight's position?
Well, no, you wouldn't be in that number one spot. You'll be one of those guys there. One, two, or three is actually going to be based on the location of the end user typically. So we're just saying you'll be a top recommended option on that first page. One of these companies has to have discontinued their placement or relocated in order for this to open up. So I'm not 100% sure if it was Sunlight or if it's Smith & Sons or if it was Hammond. But
would you have to put on more businesses potentially to see me?
No, the end goal here is to always have you in the top recommended section on the first page of the search results. Initially, once we first get your verification, you may show in that more businesses section until we complete the optimization. Once the optimization is completed, then you'll be able to see yourself as a top recommended option there on page one.
Okay. And then I have to get some Google reviews, it looks like.
Yeah, we'll help you with that. There's a tracking system that comes in the form of a downloadable app. It has a really cool feature that's automatically hooked up to your Google business profile where you could just punch in your current customer or previous customer's phone number, and then you could send them a live link to that Google business profile asking about their experience and to write a review.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we'll help you captivate those as well as bring in the work.
Yeah. $299, I would do it.
Yeah, you'll love it. I have no doubt that if you could do anything with that Home Advisor by Angie's program that you have right now, I mean, you'll do great with us.
Cool. Yeah, yeah. House too. House is what I get the most from.
House actually isn't bad. I'm not a fan of pay-per-leads personally, especially if you're somebody who's working with like a limited budget. You're paying for the lead whether you get the job or not. So I've never been a fan of that
House
myself.
How's he pay for the whole year up front?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, I was more referring to Home Advisor. I like House. I don't like Home Advisor by Angie's, though, that I see that you have there.
Yeah,
they're more of
it's
like
kind
that.
Of cookie cutter, but whatever. It's not that much money.
Okay. Yeah, it's not bad. They do use Google advertising, though, and they resell the leads. So that's where I get the bad taste in my mouth. It's like they do this, and then they resell the leads individually, like five or six people, so. Kind of genius, but I've worked with a lot of guys that don't like that service. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah. Yeah, the 928-821.
8462?
Yep.
All right, and what's your last name, Ryan?
C-A-U-G-H-R-E-N.
You said B as in boy is the first letter?
C as in Charlie.
C. Okay, so it's Karen or T?
Yeah, C-A. No, C as in Charlie, A-U-G-H-R-E-N.
Okay. R-E-N. Okay, perfect. Yeah. Karen. Ryan Karen. Very unique. Okay, and then what's your business email address where I could send everything in writing because of the discounts that I applied, and I'll also send an invoice receipt for you?
I'll have it give it to my personal one because I check it more.
That's fine. We're not going to post this email address anywhere. It's just for us to send you the confirmation with the receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing, as well as your tracking system information.
It's RJW.
Uh-huh.
C-A-U, just my last name, RJW-C-A-U-G-H-R-E-N @gmail.com.
And do you have a partner, or are you the sole owner of the business?
I'm a sole owner.
Okay. And then the street address that we had is a 100 St. John Vianney Way, if I pronounced that correctly.
Yeah.
Is that still accurate?
That's my mailing address. I do have an office address, so.
Can you receive mail at the office?
I can, but I prefer to get it at my house address.
Okay. I could send it to your home, but I would recommend that we hide your home address.
Okay, yeah. Let's use my office address for whatever people are going to see.
Well, what I send the Google PIN verification letter to is what the customer would see. That's why I was asking if you would receive mail at your office.
Yeah, I do. I have a mailbox there.
Okay. So let's do that then. Hold on. Let me update it. What's the office address?
1865.
Okay.
State Route. 89A.
89A. Oh, I found it.
Sweet.
Okay, Sedona.
Yeah, Sweet C is in Charlie.
Sweet C. Okay. And then it's 86336.
Correct.
Got it. Okay. Save. Okay, it's going to take about 5 to 7 days to receive your Google PIN verification letter. There is a 5-digit number on the back of that letter that we need from you when it comes in, okay? It's a little 5-digit number.
Okay.
You only got to do that one time. Once you got your PIN verified, you'll never have to do that again unless you relocate to another area or have a change of address.
Okay.
And then how would you like your hours of operation for the business listed?
9 to 5.
Okay. Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we do. We work Saturdays kind of too.
You want to go Saturday 9 to 5 as well, or?
Yeah, it's fine. You can go Monday through Saturday.
Okay. And Sunday closed?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I do not accept card. I do check.
Okay, you have like Zelle, Venmo, Cash App?
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Usually they do split payments on larger projects anyway. I like to put, if you do get a merchant processing though, I know they charge like extra fees. So usually I put on there, same thing with like Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, if there are any additional charges for using digital currency that, they'll have to pay the extra.
My jobs are like, you know, 100,000 and more pretty much. But
right.
It's check mainly, anyways.
Right. Okay. So I'll just put cash check, no card, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, with additional fees may apply.
Okay.
All right. And then the website, let me just go ahead and hyperlink your site. That way it's attached to the Google Business Profile. Okay, and then we're going to want to do a client interview with you. Client interviews usually take about 30 to 45 minutes. We do ask for an hour window to complete it. This is where we do a lot of the customization of your campaign and just make sure that we're representing you properly, bringing you qualified leads. What's a good time today where we could do the client interview?
Later today? Around?
Yeah, I mean, I have like 3 to 4 if you want to do later today, or 2 to 3.
3 to 4 would be good.
Okay. I'm going to send you a count. Yeah, it's Pacific Standard Time. We're in Orange County, California, so yeah, we're in the same time zone.
I'm from Newport.
Oh, yeah. We're stationed in Newport. You know Google Building 1's borderline Irvine, Newport? It's like off Jamboree there.
Yeah. I'm born and raised in Newport and Laguna.
Oh, wow. I'm a Huntington Beach native myself. I went to Sac State and then came back down here for work. That's like 12 years ago, but yeah.
I went to
Ocean View High School. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. Pretty local. Are you 32?
Oh, yeah. I'm 34.
Oh, you're close.
We know each other.
Probably know somebody.
The same house party.
Yeah. You probably know somebody from the same grapevine. You know, it's crazy. Actually, is my childhood friend that I grew up real close with. His name's Chad Fackler. He's actually the head varsity basketball coach now over there at Corona Del Mar.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I'm guarantee you we know the same people.
Yeah, so he's coaching the kids over
there. 2007.
2011?
I'm 2007, high school.
Oh, I was like, 2011, you're definitely younger.
No, 2011, I was college.
I'm 2009, so we're really close.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. We had a heck of a – I played basketball over there at Ocean View. We had a heck of a basketball team that senior year. We actually won CIF. That was like the highlight of my high school.
I was soccer, tennis. Those are my things.
Oh, there we go. Tennis is no joke. I actually thought tennis wasn't that crazy, and I recently got into it, and my knees, they can hardly take it anymore.
I was 4 year varsity and like a top SoCal guy for a long time.
Oh, wow. You know, it's nuts. As another friend of mine, too, that I grew up with playing golf, just won a PGA Tour down in Mexico. His name's Jake Knapp. He's originally from, like, Costa Mesa. I don't know if you're into golf at all, but...
Jake Knapp? That sounds so familiar.
Yeah, he's like, around our age, and he's from Costa Mesa, and I used to see him all the time, hang out with him a lot, just out here, even in Newport. Yeah.
Huh.
So, it's a small world. What led to you moving to Arizona?
I hate Orange County. You know, Orange County... It's a fucking bubble, man.
it's changed so much. I remember going
terrible.
Down to Huntington Beach as a kid, and it was so different than it is now. Yeah, they got all the Pacific City and all this crazy stuff and people.
I could never do what I'm doing in Orange County, what I'm doing here. I mean, I've like taken over this
monopoly,
and I could never. There's such deep pockets in Orange County, you know.
Yeah, Sedona's so beautiful, though, too. I've only been to Sedona once, but I'll never forget it. Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's a niche market.
Yeah, so. I don't blame somebody for going to Sedona and not wanting to come back to Orange County. I was just curious.
my childhood upbringing was not normal. I don't know what it's like in Huntington, but it was out of control where I come from.
Yeah, I'm very familiar. You know, I know how it is. We used to actually think that the guys that came from like CDM, Laguna Beach were like a little more crazy because it's just like, you know, usually they have money over there, a lot of money. And then the kids, like, I don't know how they get access to like drugs so early, but like it almost seemed like they all had nice cars, but were doing drugs at the same time.
No, that's exactly what was happening. It was
very weird. Yeah, it was like, what is going on? Like, money is not a good thing, apparently.
I don't want to raise my... I got two kids, so I don't want to raise my kids in that environment.
Me too. Yeah, I have two boys, but I try to keep them pretty humble. Their mom's originally from El Salvador, actually, so I like to...
Wow, we are similar, man. I'm married to a Mexican girl from Mexico City.
No way. I got her paperwork. Actually, you know what's crazy is I do the marketing for our lawyer. If you guys need a lawyer... He's really good.
Dude, I have the most underground, badass immigration lawyer.
Oh,
he's from Orange County.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Don't tell me it's Ron Cameron, because...
No, it is Miguel Orozco.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if you look up immigration attorney in Orange County, we actually put him up there.
Yeah,
wow. Yeah. He does it all over California, but yeah, that's so small. That's crazy. But yeah, and then obviously you're probably a lot happier than most guys. I mean, especially out here. You moved to Arizona. You got a wife that's not from the States. It's a win-win.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the white girls aren't going to do it. They can't handle business.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I did that for 5 years. One from Huntington Beach, who was Italian.
Did you live in El Salvador?
No, just go to visit. Obviously for the paperwork and everything, but... just to visit, not live there. I've considered it, though. My boys would have dual citizenships, and then they've cleaned it up a lot.
I lived in Cabo for 4 years, so that's how I met my wife.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, El Salvador was really bad when I met my wife. They barely started cleaning it up recently over the past couple of years. Now it's very, nice. Yeah, they're right on the equator, too, so it's, very tropical conditions, very sunny.
What was your
name
again?
I'm going to have to go back. My name is Jonathan. I go by John, and my last name's Hill, H-I-L-L. Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Hill. Interesting. Wow.
Yep. Well,
small world.
It's really crazy that you're from out here, from, the CDM area, though. I actually went to one of their basketball games.
You got to make sure I'm am I going to deal with you moving forward? Or
yeah. No? Yeah, here, let me send you my direct number and extension so that way you have it. Here, let me send it over to you. Yeah, because usually we streamline it, but, I mean, you're a local guy, so it's a little different. We work with people all over the U.S. and Canada.
Sweet.
That's just crazy.
Well, if you ever come out to Sedona, you have my number. Hit me up.
Yeah, I haven't been in a long time, but I know the last time I went out there, my lady's actually been bugging me to go back there ever since, but she was also talking to me last night about Maui. She was trying to book a Maui trip, and I was trying to explain to her that it all burned down recently.
Yeah, we're like identical. My wife keeps bugging me about going to Hawaii, man.
Yeah, Hawaii's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went 2 times last year. I have a good friend of mine that I grew up with out here. He was Hawaiian, so he's born there, and then he's actually native Hawaiian blood. But he grew up here in Orange County, and then he moved back there when his dad passed away in 2012 to be with his mom, and now he's got a daughter and everything. But he's coming to visit us actually next month at this time to go to Disneyland. But usually when I go out there, they have a big house, and so we just can stay with them, and I don't have to pay for room and board. So it's basically just like an airplane ticket and rental car. Yeah, their family has a big house out there. They've had that land for generations. So that's only Oahu, though. Yeah, and then the Big Island I visited, too, last year. Now she wants to go Maui and Kauai. My boys are 3 and 5, and they've already...
The thing is, Mexico, you just get such better service and everything.
I miss Mexico so much, Ryan, and I tell her that all the time. But we haven't gotten her green card yet. We haven't completed the process. So I did her I-130A, and we got approval on that. But because of the way she came, it was usually it's illegal entry. She didn't get a visa and then fly here and then overstay. She literally came, across the border illegally. Yeah. So they usually
were in Mexico, and we waited until she got her green card in Mexico.
Yeah. See, that would be the route that I would want to take, or even I didn't have a problem going to El Salvador for a while. But they're saying is because the way she came, she could get barred from the state. So actually right now we filled out a waiver, which is just a waiver, for the illegal entry. They already approved the 130A. Normally after the 130A, you could just request a green card and she'd be good if she had gotten a visa before she came here. But because of that, I have to, go through this other route. So he's saying it's 99.9% approved if the I-130A already went through. He's just got to fill out the paperwork and go through the logistics, and then, it takes forever. So
it's just us 3 years.
Yeah, it took us about 14 months to get the I-130A approved, And it's been about 9 months since the waiver, the 601A that we filled out. Oh, wow. So, yeah. So, I mean, he's all paid for. It's all paid for already and done. It's just we got to wait for that. And then he's basically, once that's approved, then they'll let us know when we need to go to El Salvador to actually pick up the visa and then come back in and then get our green card. So it's a process.
Wow.
Yeah. But I tell her that all the time.
During COVID. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
I can't wait to go to Mexico again. Yeah. Yeah. I can't wait to go to Mexico again. I told her that too. I'm like, it's so much cheaper than Hawaii. You get similar conditions, way better service.
Are your kids with her?
No, my kid. Well, they're all here. She's here too. We're all here.
No, but like she's the mother?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, I was going to say, then you're good, because they look at that.
Oh, yeah, I know. No, yeah, it wasn't from a different relationship. Yeah, so that helped a lot. Like, we're married, and we have kids, so that helped a lot.
Yeah,
And that's why. Yeah, that's why he was saying, like, they're not going to do anything to her. Like, we're already at the point where I don't have to worry about her getting deported. Just the problem. The problem for me is just, like, I can't really travel anywhere with her other than in the States. So we've just been hitting Hawaii and, like, Sedona, and we went up to San Francisco. We don't really get to, you know, before I was with her, even in my early 20s, I was, like, in Europe. I was in Mexico all the time. I have a bunch of friends that are Mexican growing up in Orange County where we would take trips down there, you know, go to Cabo, go to Playa del Carmen, Cancun. Yeah, so I miss that stuff, though. I'm, like, limited. It's been a while since I've been able to leave the country.
That'll be a big relief when you get that over with.
Yeah, and then also not have to worry about anything happening to my son's mother. You know, that's always a good
thing. they won't do anything on that.
Yeah, no, she's good. She just gets real nervous.
You can't lie when you go do your interview, though.
Yeah. You know, that's the crazy thing, too, is I actually talked to the lawyer about that. He was saying, like, oh, we're going to tell him that – or we could tell him that she got waved in at the border, because I guess they do that with some of the people. Yeah, and I was like, no, just tell him the truth. I was like, just tell him the truth.
No,
like, they're going to be fine with it. They deal with it. But he was trying to get us
I can tell you firsthand, when my wife was going for her, that everybody was like, they asked, have you been here illegally before? And everyone says yes. And the people that said no, they didn't give it to them.
Yeah. Well, they know all that stuff. I already told – my wife is very, like, timid, too. Like, she's not going to – if you put her in a room and you're interviewing her, she's just going to tell you the truth. She's not, like – you know what I mean?
Does she speak English?
Yeah, but I basically taught her most of the English. Like, she was taking a college class when I first met her. She's 28 now. Yes, I got some years on her, but I met her when she was 21.
My wife's 26.
Yeah, oh yeah, she did the same thing, right?
I met my wife when she was 19.
Oh yeah, yeah, so I've actually met her out and about once, so I went to introduce myself to her. They were like, she doesn't speak English, and I was like, what the heck, you know? And I was like, where are you from? And she said Santa Ana, so I thought she meant Santa Ana, Orange County, and she meant Santa Ana, San Salvador, in El Salvador. But
met her there. Okay, I get it now. Well,
no, I met her here. Yeah, in Orange County.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'd never been to El Salvador or anything like that. I didn't even know about El Salvador, honestly, until after I met her. And then I used to pick her up from her classes all the time. She didn't drive, so I used to just go pick her up from her classes, and I was like, "Oh, what are you studying in school?" And she's like, "English." And I was like, "Oh, what the heck?" I basically taught her a lot of the English that she knows. So
have you been with her a long time?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she just turned 28, so it's like 7 years. I met her like before her 21st, or actually the day after her 21st birthday. So 7 years. We have two kids. Yeah, first one was an accident. But I was already dating her for about for over a year. We were already together, like, officially.
Hey, the Mexican, Latin American, they're pretty good at having kids, okay?
Oh, man, so fertile. You know, I dodged a few bullets in my day. And then I couldn't believe it. I was like, no way you're pregnant, you know? I had to take, like, 5 different tests, you know? And then I was like, okay, so what are you going to do? And she's, like, super Catholic, so she's like, yeah, I'm keeping my kid no matter what. And I'm like, well, you know, obviously I'm not going to, you know, leave you or anything. Like, let's take care of her kids. So, and then we didn't get married until until our oldest was already like a year and a half. So we had the kids before we even got married. Yeah, and then had another one later. So.
Man, you are the same.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's crazy. All right, sorry about that. So wow. I have your whole profile completed already. I got the client interview scheduled between 3 and 4. Just got to secure your first month's payment, and then you're basically good to go until then. So how did you want to do that?
Okay. It's just by, I give you a card, right?
Yeah, you can do Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express.
Yeah, let me give you, hold on.
So nutty. See if I can find some yearbook pictures on you.
Yeah, I know, right? Google my name, I'll come up. Tennis stuff.
Oh yeah, it says tennis returns to files or returns to files. Oh, you were pretty good.
Used to be.
It was in the LA Times.
Yeah, I know. When I was a junior, I haven't touched a racket in 10 years.
Oh, yeah. It happens like that, though. I was real great with football and basketball.
Do you have Instagram?
Yeah. Yeah, I have Instagram. I got Facebook. I'll add you right here. I have the Facebook. Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I'm going to look you
up. So am I getting a good deal or what with this whole thing?
It's the best possible deal. Yeah, if you look it up, what I did is I gave you the lowest pricing structure that we had, but for one of our best packages. The only way it would be a better package and yield more return is if we did the Google Ads. And that's, like I said, it's only if you want to cover more than a 40-mile radius that I would recommend Google Ads. So I feel like I gave you the best possible package for what you're trying to do for the lowest possible rate. Yep.
And it's such a small town, word of mouth, man. Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, I have a lot of people who tell me that, you know, and then they see the results from being on Google, and they go, I guess, you know, because at the moment your help, they just Google it, you know.
I agree with you, and it gives you some validity, you know.
Yeah.
So.
It helps a lot to just have it there. And, yeah, credibility is a huge factor, too. They're going to look up reviews, see pictures of stuff you've done in the past, you know. It's an expensive decision that they're making. $100,000 is not something you just throw around without doing your due diligence.
Yeah.
Even if you're from Orange County.
Well, everything seems like a deal to me out here, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I can imagine the taxes are probably a lot different, too, so.
Well, it's just like the homes. I mean, I don't really build anything less than a million to, like, 4 million is the kind of price range I do for new homes, and I mean, a home like that in Orange County would be, you know, 7, 8, 10, 15 million and up, you know?
I know. And it's crazy because I have an HOA, too, for my house. So it's like, it sucks. Like, I mean, we got a space where my boys share a room. It's a 2-bedroom condo. And then, you know, I got the neighbors, like, I could spit over their fence. Like, it's so close. It's not much. Not a lot of land. I see stuff like that all the time. I get like pop-ups on social media. Like it'll be like Texas, and it'll be like cheaper than my house, but like 10 times bigger.
I know.
I'm like, oh. Yeah, but all my family's here, so it's like, and her family too, my wife, her family's over here. So it's like, if I move, then, you know, one of the holidays.
I get it.
Like, I get to fly over here, yeah. Is that what you do on the holidays? You fly over?
What? Oh yeah, we're there. All my folks are in Laguna.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm more likely to see you out here than to you see me out in Sedona. So you gotta let me know when you're coming out here.
We're down in. Are you familiar with Emerald Bay?
Yes, I'm familiar. I grew up.
My mom lived.
Yeah, I grew up out here. Emerald Bay is beautiful. It's a real nice area. Yeah, one of my best friends grew up in like Pelican Hill area.
Okay.
And it was pretty cool because when we oh man, I'm trying to think. I'm all one of my best friends. Who's my best friend in high school?
I know.
Hold on. Freeze, Bryant Freeze.
Brian Freeze?
Brian Bryant. Bryant with a T at the end. Bryant Freeze. F-R-E-E-S-E. He went with me also to, because I went to Ocean View High School, but I also went to Brethren Christian. Have you ever heard of that in Huntington Beach?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They closed it. They shut it down during the coronavirus, so it actually doesn't exist anymore. But I went there, too. And so I met him at Brethren Christian, and I remember he goes, oh, we're going to have people over to my house, and then we go over to Pelican Hill, and they're, like, super, super rich. And it was crazy because we were going through there, and I didn't know Kobe Bryant had a house back there. So it was it was kind of surreal.
My friend Nate was with him in that neighborhood, and that's Ocean Ridge.
Is that what it is? Ocean Ridge? We've seen him when we were back in Pelican Hill, though. He was driving a Range Rover, like an all-black Range Rover, and was driving through. And he's like, hey, Kobe. Kobe just has the window down, pulling by. He's like, hey. I'm like, what the heck?
No, he used to go get manicures and pedicures with his daughter at Happy Nails in Newport Coast right there. I used to see him all the time.
Oh, yeah. I ran into him one time, too, at Fashion Island. I seen him there with his daughters around Christmas time at Fashion Island. So sad that he passed. That was a heartbreaker.
I know.
I grew up a huge Laker fan.
I got the card, too, whenever you're ready.
Oh, sorry. I could talk to you all day. Okay, I'm ready.
5474.
5474.
1514.
1514.
0013.
0013.
2053.
2053. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
527.
5 of 27, and then 3-digit code on the back.
373.
Okay, I'm going to get real formal on you because there's a voice verification recording, and then we send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt, okay? Okay, so you're on a recorded line, Ryan. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
RJWC Development.
LLC, correct?
Correct, LLC.
Okay. And can you please state your name and title with the company?
Ryan Cochran, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
That's a big one. I don't think you're giving me somebody's card, but okay. So it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Wait, sorry, say that again?
Yeah, it's a tough one. So basically what it's saying, just to put it in layman's terms, we know everything that you currently have online that has to do with your business name, address, and phone number. We have access to it. And if you want to continue to use any of the marketing strategies that you already have, totally fine, okay? But after today, if you're going to add anything online, whether it be Facebook ads, Yelp, Yellow Pages, those are things we're already covering in the package, so you really wouldn't need them anyway. But let us know so we can make sure that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating any of your online listings because that causes discrepancies with the search engine. So like the new or the separate address that you gave me is going to be updated on all your online listings to make sure that it matches. So you're not going to have your house address floating around unless it's like on House or Home Advisor where we don't have access to that or not touching that. Okay.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay.
So they word it all crazy, so everybody always asks me that one. And then, okay, so the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you're starting from scratch. It says your first month's payment for the account term and setup will be charged today. It is March 25th, 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for our Platinum Package Bundle. I've waived all setup fees affiliated with your campaign, and I've locked in this pricing structure indefinitely. So the agreement's not going to go back to the traditional $5.99. It says when the term is completed, the agreement's going to automatically renew each month on the 25th day, but it'll be at $2.99. And then it says you can discontinue or cancel at any time. We do not have any kind of cancellation fee or penalty, being that this is a month-to-month campaign. So we do ask, though, if you are going to discontinue, please let us know before the next billing is due, so before the 25th day, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I have to, like, read a lot of that, like, verbatim. Okay. It says upon your initial
email too, so I have your contact.
Yeah, it's coming right now actually. So when I process the payment, it's an automated message that'll come through. It's gonna have a full outline of the agreement in writing. So it's gonna have documented, Ryan, like everything, like all the stuff we're doing for you, the pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy. This also gets sent over to your email, and you got to sign off on the bottom of it.
Got it.
Okay, and then here, I'm going to get it to you right now. And then there's also a form for Google verification. I need you to fill this out. Do you have license and insurance?
I do.
Okay. I know some states it's not required, but they're going to ask you to send this in your Google verification form. Here, I'll show you right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Make it easy on you, because if I kind of blurt it all out, it just sounds like too much.
Oh, yeah. What do I do to agree to this stuff?
Yeah, the subscription terms, you'll have a hard copy of that. It stays in your email, but you pretty much just sign the bottom of it and then make sure that you authorize text messages so that way I could also communicate with you via text if it's like a non-urgent matter.
All right, I did.
All right, and then there's going to be another one that'll come through automatically, and it'll say photos needed for Google verification. I'm going to try to manually send it to you because it doesn't actually look like it came through yet.
No, I haven't got that yet.
Oh, man, I looked up Brian. Brian's got a crazy beard now, super red.
Brian? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Bryant Freeze. Yeah, it looks like he ended up going to Cal State Fullerton. Cal State, it serves as a contact for baseball, men's soccer, women's basketball as well. Looks like he's the head of the sports over at Cal State Fullerton now. His name's Bryant Freeze.
How do I log in here?
Oh, the username and password? Yeah, it's going to be sent at the end of the client interview. Right now, it's pretty much blank until we get everything done. So there's nothing to really see in there. Yeah, at the end of the client interview, they're going to send you a link to the downloadable app. That way you can download the Local Splash app. And then they're going to send you the temporary UN and password. You could change it to whatever you like once you log into it once. And then there's a little YouTube video that'll show you how to use it. It's like an 8-minute YouTube video. It walks you through the tracking system from one of our reps here in-house made it.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. All right. And then, but we're mainly what I'm looking for. Well, that's good. I mean, you're basically good until the client interview this afternoon, between 3 and 4. But I want to make sure you have the form for Google verification. And then if you want to go, we could part ways at that point. But
I'm signing into something. Is that me? Two-step verification. What do they want here?
Is that, you clicked on it, url.localsplash.com/Google?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's your Google verification form. So fill that out, send it in. Sometimes it takes guys like 2 to 3 days to get that back to me, but that's really important. That's just what gets your Google verification pushed through. If you're missing anything, it tells you right at the bottom. Sometimes Google can't verify you if they don't have enough information or if you don't have enough information. In these cases, the only remaining option is a live video call with the Google representative, and it asks if you're open to that option. So just make sure to check yes if you're missing any of those.
What email should I put for this? Should I put like my...
No, use the one we have on file. No, use the RJW Karin, or if I pronounced that correctly. Okay. Yeah.
Phone number. I'll put my work number on here.
Yeah. Yeah. You could take your time with this one. You don't have to fill it out all right now. but you see where it says add file, it'll like lead you to your camera if you're on a mobile device, and you can just kind of snap pictures of it and send it in. Now, this isn't going to be posted. Nothing on here is going to actually be posted online for the general public. This actually goes to the Google headquarters across the street, and then they'll verify. They'll put a little badge and a check mark on your listing that says Google verified, and that lets the customers know that you've sent all this stuff in. So that way they know, hey, he's licensed, he's insured. You know, Google's verified it. I can hire this guy. Something goes wrong, it's traceable back to him. You know, just gives him peace of mind as a consumer.
So I don't need to do this quite yet because it wants like upload pictures of work vehicle, upload pictures of tools.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it says like work vehicle, license plate. If you want to cover your license plate number, Ryan, you can. Guys ask me that all the time. I get calls from them like the next day. Like, do I have to put my license plate on here? You could cover it with your finger. They're just more so looking for the Arizona state. And then, like, the year, make, model of the vehicle, and that's it.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll get this before this afternoon when I go back up to the office here.
That'd be ideal. Yeah, I mean, if we can get that going, the sooner we get you going, the sooner I can make you some money, or at least get you in position to make some money. I know it's a kind of a process to seal a deal with the kind of work that you do. So, all right, so I got everything squared away. Client interviews locked in between 3 and 4. If you have any other questions, comments, or concerns, or you just want to chop it up, you know, you got my direct number and extension. We also have 24/7 customer service available to you. So, you know, give us a call. We want to make sure it's working for you. We're not getting paid unless you're getting paid. So,
appreciate it. We'll talk later today.
Yeah, I don't know if you drink beer, but when you get out here.
Yeah, I'll meet you
up. Absolutely.
Spots.
Yeah, I definitely know all the names
and
outs in Huntington Beach. All right, well, I'm looking forward to working with you.
Yeah, we'll talk soon later today. Appreciate it.
All right, I'll talk to you.
Take care. Bye.
All right, bye. Okay. Steve.